As I mentioned at the start of our service, today is our first Sunday of Advent. And for the next year, from now until the next Advent, first of Advent, we're going to be looking at the Gospel of Mark. Now, there's only 31 times we're going to hear the Gospel of Mark. And so the rest of those times, we're going to get from Luke and John. And the reason for that is that, well, Mark starts right when Jesus starts his ministry. And he focuses in more along the lines of the passion and the resurrection. That's really where Mark looks at things. And so there's nothing really about the birth of Jesus. And there is no resurrection appearances after Jesus has been raised from the dead, like the other gospel writers. But Mark is kind of given the headline as being the oldest of the gospel passages. And so because it's the oldest, they really can't say, tradition really says that, well, we really don't know who wrote it. But we do know the background behind it. The background is to show God's saving salvation in the world. That's one of the aspects of it. Another aspect of it is that, well, Christians who had been with Jesus were dying. And so their stories were getting lost. And their experiences with Jesus were getting lost. So Mark is given the task of writing out these stories so that we have them. So we have these accounts of Jesus' ministry. And then finally, the thought was that in this gospel passage or in this gospel, he would help others become followers of Jesus. So there's a lot of things that are wrapped up in the Gospel of Mark that we're going to be looking at over the course of the year. And the interesting thing that I find about it is that, well, Luke and John took some of Mark's stuff and used it in their Gospels. So that's kind of neat because it doesn't say like we would give copyright. Well, Luke and John didn't give copyright to Mark. So we do that for ourselves, okay? So when we hear it, we'll see the different examples. So that's kind of the background of what you're going to have for this coming year, is all about Mark and his journey and his experiences with Christ. So then, we start off with this gospel passage of Jesus coming back on a cloud, the Christ returning. And you have to ask yourself, well, I thought we were journeying to Bethlehem. How does Jesus coming back, how does that apply to Advent? How does that mix in with all that we're doing to get us to Bethlehem? Well, you know those movies that you watch that they give you the end first, you know, and then they go, and 6 months before that, you get to find out how they got to the end? Well, that's exactly how this plays out in our Advent journey. We get to hear how the end is going to be. We get to find out that Jesus will return and that he will come into the world in the birth of a child. He will grow, and then his ministry will start. And then he will be lifted up to heaven, and he will return. And then the gospel says, but wait, you've got an important role in this whole end scene. And that is to watch. To watch. Now, how long can you watch? That's, you know, how long can you look for something? And after a while, you stop watching, don't you? You know, unlike myself, who I enjoy old movies, so I can watch them again and again and again, which drives my son-in-law crazy. He says, why are you watching all these old films? Because they're acting. They're really good. No. You know, let's watch some new stuff. So, but for me, watching is an important part of our lives. In that, because we're watching for the coming of Christ, we see so much in the world of Christ. So when we're watching around us the love of God. Now, if you continually watch and watch and watch, you get tired. So we come together as a group to take shifts in watching. Think about that. We all have a role or a shift in watching. Now, in my experiences, on board ship, you could go to sleep knowing that somebody was watching out for you. You could, in the Army, it's a little more difficult because, well, anyway, that's the Army. The thing is, and I won't get into the Air Force side, but you could always go to sleep with the Navy knowing full well that there was a team watching out for that, for you and on board ship. And that's the same with us here in our congregation. We are watching out for each other so that some can rest and some can watch. And when your turn comes to watch, others get to rest. So I think that's what's so important about today's gospel, is it reminds us that we come together so that we can watch together. And that at times, we need to rest. And when we rest, we should be praying. Think about that. In rest, we pray. And then we come back refreshed and ready to start again, and somebody else can rest. So as we begin our journey to Bethlehem, I put that out to you. Take your time to watch. Take your time to rest, knowing full well that there are other people in our congregation who are watching on your behalf. Amen.